Music promoters and civil libertarians are dismayed by a version of the so-called Rave Act that Congress passed last week. Opponents say the bill's broad powers and tough penalties will have a chilling effect on live music and dance clubs. NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
It's now called the Illicit Drug Anti-Proliferation Act of 2003, but it was sparked by crackdowns on electronic music parties. Raves often take place at clubs, homes, or warehouses, and at some, patrons use drugs, including ecstasy, which has been linked to a few deaths. Howard Simon of the Partnership for a Drug-Free America supports the law.
It's a chance basically to try and go after the few unscrupulous promoters who will accept knowingly, or at best with a blind or winking eye, that drug use is going to be occurring on their premises.
The law allows penalties of up to 20 years in prison and a minimum of $250,000 in fines against promoters who allow drugs at their events. But many are angry about the bill. Donnie Estopinal, a New Orleans-based rave promoter, says he can't always have control over who gets into his events.
We search everybody very hard at the door. You know, we do the best we can to prevent people from getting in with drugs. But just like any concert or anything else, a certain amount of people are going to be doing illegal things.
Supporters of the law say it's only meant to target promoters who knowingly allow drugs. But Graham Boyd of the American Civil Liberties Union says that's open to interpretation.
There is ambiguity in the language about whether or not a business owner who knows of drug use but yet did not intend for that drug use to happen could be held liable.
Boyd says this means they could crack down on any club at any time. He says there hasn't been enough debate on the issue. Boyd is critical of how this law passed. At the last minute, it was attached to the Amber Alert Bill, an alert system to help catch child kidnappers, which got overwhelming support. Jim DeRogatis, the pop music critic at the Chicago Sun-Times, thinks it's just another round in the war between the generations.
The growing battle drums against the underground dance culture, they really remind me of pure 1950s, you know, reactionary striking out against early rock and roll. You know, this is the demon plague of the youth of our nation.
But supporters say the bill could save lives. The ACLU says it will be watching to see how the law is applied. The bill must still be signed by President Bush, and no one doubts he will sign it. Laura Seidel, NPR News.